welcome to All Steelers Talk, your home for everything Pittsburgh Steelers, presented by AllSteelers.com.
Hello, Steelers Nation. It is a beautifully cold but still gorgeous day out here in the Steel City. Don't give me that look, Donnie. Bro. Do not give me that look. We've been on the podcast for 5 seconds and you've given me the look. I hope you're enjoying it over there in your living room live in northern Phoenix, Arizona. Donnie, Baker Mayfield, reportedly, go away. Go.
Bro, I'm sweating right now.
I just
told my wife before we hopped on that we need to turn the AC on. I'm fuming.
I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk about Baker Mayfield. Okay. Baker Mayfield reportedly has interest from who? The Pittsburgh Steelers. On top of that, Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert spent their week scouting some quarterbacks. And every time they smiled, they seemed to make headline news. What does it mean? And also, the Pittsburgh Steelers salary cap situation might be just enough, but they might have to make some moves to make one more offseason signing happen. Donnie, how you feeling, my friend?
Feeling great. Barcelona beat Real Madrid on Sunday. So it's,
yeah,
it's
that a means nothing to me.
A soccer fan. Yeah, I know, but it still means something to me. Baker Mayfield news, or I guess even report, you could call it, kind of took me off guard. But I mean, if the Steelers are still in the market for wanting to get another veteran quarterback to compete in the quarterback room, it makes sense, sure. I'm not the biggest Baker fan, although I do think this might be a hot take. I think Baker is probably a better quarterback at the moment than Mitch Trubisky.
Oh my gosh. Anybody's a better quarterback than Mitchell Trubisky. Ask Donnie.
Look, so I do want to point this out. The woman who said this, Mary Kay, that works for Cleveland.com.
Mary Kay Cabot.
I didn't know if it was Cabot or Cabot.
I have no idea. You know, but she writes for the Cleveland Browns. This is straight from Browns.com.
No, it's Cleveland.com, not the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's notorious amongst the Browns fans community for getting stuff wrong all the time. Like, all the time. I was trying to think of, like, a Pittsburgh equivalent, but I didn't want to trash any people on the podcast. So we're not definitely about that. I don't know if I should believe this. I actually don't know if I believe this.
All right, so let me ask this. If Baker Mayfield's available, cheap one-year prove-it deal. You're paying pretty much nothing for your quarterbacks. You could get them for $5 million. You go get Baker Mayfield? The Steelers are built to win right now.
I don't know if this should impact my thought process or not, but yeah, they've already gone out and got Trubisky. Like, I would much rather them use that cap space and like try to help one of the other areas of the football team. And like this bleeds into the whole, like, whether or not like they should go get another quarterback into the draft conversation as well. Because at the end of the day, if you're the Steelers, and like you said, if you feel like you're built to win now, you're going to want the best quarterback possible in order to help you win within the next like 1 to 2 year window. You think you could win. Can Baker go from the offense that he had in Cleveland, which is, I think, a much better offense, personnel-wise, play-calling-wise, all that good stuff combined, than the Steelers? I don't know. I don't know if Baker can get the job done. I think he might be damaged goods. I do not want him in black and gold.
Oh, damaged goods. All right, so I get the whole offense thing. I do, but if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, I don't think you're Mike Tomlin thinking – Baker Mayfield has a worse offense coming to the Steelers. I just think you're thinking, can he win in this offense? I would bet that Mike Tomlin thinks his offense is pretty high. That doesn't mean that they are. Last year. He did think that last year. And I'm not saying that they are. I'm just saying that that's probably his thought. So if I'm him and I'm sitting there and Baker Mayfield becomes available and you call him and you use your Mike Tomlin charm and you say, "Bake, feeling dangerous today? We need to win a championship, and we need you at quarterback to do so." And you're Baker Mayfield, and you're going, no, because you're saying yes. I think that if they wanted to, they could get him as cheap as possible, especially if you're Baker Mayfield, because you're going to look at this saying, "I need to prove myself this season." who better to go prove myself with than the Pittsburgh Steelers? And if we win, they're going to give me a deal. I don't know.
Did you see where Albert Breer reported that the Browns were looking for a first-round pick in a deal
involved
Baker Mayfield? Yeah. That's probably why he hasn't been dealt anywhere at the moment.
Cabot said that they're not even getting any phone calls. They haven't gotten one phone call. So I don't believe that they're getting phone calls, which is more to my theory. He gets cut, and you're Mike Tomlin. All you got to do is give him a call. See what that price range is. Are you calling? If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, are you calling?
I'd call.
Are you calling Baker? Not the Browns. Are you calling Baker?
Nah, I am. I'm not giving any draft capital up for Baker. The second he hits the market, which it looks like he is going to hit free agency at this point, since no team wants to trade for him. I'll give him a call. I'll see what he wants. But, you know, also at the same time, the Steelers were really confident in Mitch Trubisky, especially at the price tag that he came in. Are you going to want to throw another hat in the mix? I mean,
they're gonna. We're gonna talk about this in 10 minutes. They look like they're head over heels for a guy named Malik Willis, and they were one of two coaches at Kenny Pickett's pro day.
I think that's different.
Yeah,
I do. I do. We'll talk about it. But
but Baker is that much less than, like, is Baker just lost it all? Is everybody looking at Baker now as just like a Jimmy Garoppolo? Like,
when you compare Baker to like the incoming rookie quarterback class, you have to go into like a plethora of things that kind of determine their value. Age, you know, the ability to like shift and mold these guys into what you want them to be, traits. I mean, there's, granted, not a lot, but there is tread on the tires of Baker Mayfield. You know,
he's got a shoulder injury.
Yeah. And, you know, you do have to, you know, factor that into consideration. There's a lot of things need to compare, contrast with guys like Baker and with guys, you know, that are coming out in the draft, like Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis, etc. I do think three teams to keep your eye out, though, for Baker Mayfield would be the Seahawks, the Panthers, and then the Falcons. All three apparently look like they need a quarterback and probably look like they might be looking to upgrade the quarterback position. I just wouldn't throw the Steelers in that mix. I've been wrong before, but...
Do you think that he actually does go to one of those? Because if he goes to one of those teams, I mean, that still benefits the Steelers. Do you think he just doesn't go anywhere?
No, I think
that
relationship is far beyond repair. I don't think he wants to play second fiddle to Deshaun Watson. I think he wants to go to another NFL team and show like the Browns more than anybody else that he could play quarterback at the high level. You know, whether that's in Seattle, whether that's in Carolina or Atlanta, who knows? But I definitely think he's going to be looking for an opportunity. And I also think that if he were to go to any of those three teams, I think he'd win a starting job right away. I don't think Sam Darnold is a very good quarterback for Carolina. That Drew Locke is laughable with the Seahawks. And then, you know, whatever the Falcons want to get out of Matt Ryan, sure. And then, yeah, like to Steve's point in the chat, Detroit's a team that we're not really talking about, and we're all just kind of assuming that they're going to get a tackle or an edge rusher. Jared Goff's not going to be there forever. Jared Goff's not even that great of a quarterback. I think they found that out very quickly last year. I would not be at all surprised to see them make a move, whether it's in free agency or the NFL draft for a guy.
So Derek said on Friday that he heard at the combine from people that Detroit is much more into Malik Willis or Kenny Pickett than people seem to believe. One thing, Matt Ryan is in Indianapolis, in case you missed that news. Marcus Mariota. Would Baker – I think that makes the most sense. I think if you're the Atlanta Falcons and you have Marcus Mariota, you could take a chance on Baker Mayfield, say we feel comfortable enough to go into next year without one of these quarterbacks. Because especially if you have to move up, like say the Carolina Panthers draft Malik Willis and you're the Atlanta Falcons and you're not super high on Kenny Pickett, you can move on with Baker Mayfield and Marcus Mariota and wait till next offseason, or it works out with one of those guys. I think that's the safest move. It still leaves a lot of doors open, though, for the Steelers not to get either of them, because I think they're head over heels for him. We saw it this week. They were one of two coaches at Kenny Pickett's pro day in Pitt. Excuse me. Matt Rhule was the other one. And then in a crowd of fans, I've never seen fans at a pro day, but they were there just going nuts for Malik Willis. This was the biggest thing that's ever happened to that school ever. And Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert, Brandon Hunt, I don't remember who else was there, all in attendance, flew pretty much overnight because Pitts was yesterday, and were there bright and early, smiling, cheesing, and people were losing their freaking minds. Okay, as you can all see, Kevin Colbert, Mike Tomlin, Brandon Hunt, big old smiles as Malik Willis is running down cheering, going nuts, just threw a bomb. I think that's how it ended. People, the caption to this photo is chills. And the comments just go on about how amazing the photo is. We get it. The photo is pretty great. Do you make anything out of this? Is there anything to make out of Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert, and Brandon Hunt just cheesing away at a dude right in front of us?
The Steelers have been very bad about keeping their draft crushes to themselves. I mean, we saw it with Devin Bush. We saw it with Najee Harris. I mean, there were rumblings of Malik Willis before we even stepped into the Reese Senior Bowl. We left the Reese Senior Bowl with, oh my God, the Steelers are going to trade the farm to make sure Malik Willis ends up in black and gold. And then they signed Mitch Trubisky. It's like, all right, you know, maybe the need for a quarterback has calmed down a little bit. Maybe they want to see if they can squeeze anything out of the Trubisky juice that might be there. Then the pro day happens. Everybody and a monkey's uncle was there rooting on Malik Willis. You got Mike Tomlin having dinner with the dude, which is very unsurprising. You got the entire Steelers brass there smiling ear to ear watching this young man throw a football. I mean, if he falls to him, I think he might.
Yeah, okay. What if he doesn't fall to him? What if he doesn't fall to him? Do you think at this point it could be more safe than we expected to say the Steelers might be making a move for quarterback?
Look, I didn't foresee them moving up and getting Devin Bush like they did a few years ago. Would I be surprised if they pulled the trigger on the trade to go get Malik Willis? No. But I would err more to the side of they have done enough in free agency to not hit the panic button and feel like they need to make a move for a guy on draft day. I think the moves that they have done through free agency have comfortably put them in a spot to sit there at pick number 20 and take the best player available, whether that's a quarterback, whether that's a corner, whether that's a wide receiver, whatever it might be. I think the Steelers have kind of set themselves up nicely to say, hey, you know what? If he falls, sure. If he's within striking range to where, you know, we can move up and we can trade away capital we feel comfortable giving away to go and get him, sure. I don't know. I mean, you see a guy like Daniel Jeremiah, who recently released his third mock draft of the offseason, didn't have Malik Willis going into top 32. Nope. And then you hear sides of, you know, the other side of the coin where the Lions really like Malik Willis, the Panthers really like Malik Willis, and it's almost to the point where, you know, you feel like somebody's going to take him very early, you just don't know who. And whether or not that's the Steelers, I'm not quite sold on it.
I think I am much more sold on it today than I was. The pro day, I get the overreactions to the pro day. Last year it was Zach Wilson. People, oh my gosh, that was the greatest pro day throw in the history of pro days. And everybody's just like, dude, he's throwing against air with the dudes he's been throwing with for the past four seasons to air in the indoor facility. No elements whatsoever. This is the easiest thing in the whole world. It's an overreaction. It's people freaking out about nothing. The taking Malik Willis out to dinner thing, I don't know. Because if it wasn't a quarterback, would we still feel like it's nothing? You know, like if they were taking TJ Watt out to dinner, which I believe they did, would you be like, oh, that's nothing? Or would you be like, oh, they love TJ Watt?
I would kind of find myself in the middle. I would be like, all right, well, they're clearly interested in this guy. But if it happens, it happens, you know? And I think that goes back to the thinking of they got Trubisky. Worst case scenario, they roll into a quarterback competition with Trubisky and Rudolph heading into the new season. If a guy like Willis or Pickett falls to them at 20, cool. If not, oh well. You know, second round, day two, might be a good opportunity to go get another couple of guys that you have previously talked about on the podcast. I don't know, man. I obviously think the interest is more so there for Willis as opposed to Pickett. And I also don't want to make a big deal about only like two head coaches being there at Pickett's pro day too. I think a lot of them saw what they wanted to see out of him at the combine. And people were making a big deal out of Mr. Rooney being there at Pickett's pro day. The dude's got a walk downstairs.
Mr. Like, Rooney was at Pickett's. I was at Pickett's pro day. I didn't see Art Rooney anywhere. I don't think Art Rooney was there. As Kevin Colbert was. The whole Steelers thing was there, but they were running the show. It was all the Steelers. Terrell Austin was doing the defensive backs. You know, Tomlin was there. Canada was there. Every single – you had to walk across the building. Well, like, you say, literally,
like, the Steelers already there. Like, they got the grill on for lunch, like, 4 days a week. Like,
that's what I'm saying. They literally have to walk through the indoor facility. Like, they could get out of their car, go right. It's about 12 steps, and boom, they're at Pitt's Pro Day. Super easy. Don't make anything out of that. Matt Rhule being there, I think, spoke volumes, though, because everybody was at Malik Willis's. Matt Rhule was the only dude at Kenny Pickett's. And Matt Rhule and Kenny Pickett, they got history.
That's true.
And the Carolina Panthers need a quarterback. I don't know. I think that that spoke more than people not being there. I didn't really care about Matt Rhule being the only guy that showed up. Kind of gave me the hint, like, maybe Carolina is really feeling Kenny Pickett here. What do they have, six? They're pick six?
Yeah, pick six. So more pro days to keep your eye out for. Matt Corral throws on Wednesday, and then Desmond Ridder throws on Thursday. Apparently, there was nobody at Carson Strong's pro day from the Steelers. I don't know how accurate that is. I just did a quick little search, and I couldn't find anything on them. And then Sam Howell's pro day is next Monday, March 28th.
So I have – I think I've – started to evolve my quarterback thought in the NFL draft. Okay. And if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, I believe actually not if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, I believe that the Pittsburgh Steelers have eliminated all middle to end round quarterbacks. I think at this point they're thinking we're either getting one of the top two, maybe the top three, depending on who your top three is. Nobody else. After that, like, what's the difference? We already have, might as well just go get Josh Dobbs. Like, it makes no sense to bring in another Dwayne Haskins, another Mason Rudolph, another Mitchell Trubisky.
That has been my entire drumbeat to this offseason. Is if you're going to go and get a quarterback, make sure it's a top guy you feel really confident in, as opposed to getting another project.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's exactly my point. So I think that once the second round hits, maybe like. And I want to answer this in the same thought. Maybe a guy like Desmond Ridder, I won't give up on Desmond Ridder. That being said, if Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert aren't there on Thursday, it's all over. It's all over. Remove them from the list. But I think Desmond Ridder, maybe Matt Corral could be the Steelers' choice there. I think anybody after that, they're thinking, why would we? Doesn't make any sense.
Let me ask you this before we move on. Do you think the reinvigorated interest in Malik Willis does anything for the Steelers? Because we sat here right after the Steelers signed Mitch Trubisky, and we were like, all right, well, you know, quarterback looks like it might be off the menu there at pick number 20. Obviously, that's something you can go back and forth on. Do you think the reemergence of, oh, the Steelers love Malik Willis, like Mike Tomlin wouldn't have chicken wings with him, this and that. Do you think there's anything? Do you think the Steelers already having Trubisky would make a move for Willis?
Oh, okay. So there's two sides of me here. There's the side of me that says yes, that's reading into all this and just saying, like, the Pittsburgh Steelers do wear their hearts on their sleeves. They've never not worn their hearts on their sleeves. Why wouldn't they do it now? You know what I mean? And if Malik Willis, they could wear their heart on their sleeve and understand that maybe he's way too high up in the draft for them.
Yeah.
But Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert are ridiculously smart. And they are ridiculously good at understanding where and when to invest themselves. Why would they invest themselves in a guy like Malik Willis as heavily as they have to just be sitting back and going, there's a pretty good chance that he goes at six, but like, we'll just hope that he falls to us at 20. You know what I mean?
I do want to piggyback off of that. Kevin Colbert did say before he departs the Steelers, he wants to leave them with their next franchise quarterback. All yep. I'm gonna say.
All I'm saying. I think the trail's there. You could follow it or you could choose not to follow it. I don't think either one is the wrong answer right now. Yeah. I'm just saying that they have most certainly laid some groundwork. All right. Let's finish her off here with some offseason news. So, Donnie.
Yes, sir.
The Pittsburgh Steelers still do not have a safety. We've talked about Tyrann Mathieu for a week now. CBS Sports, I believe, yesterday, 2 days ago, said the Steelers kicked the tires on Tyrann Mathieu. I don't know why you're kicking the tires to a Lamborghini. That makes no sense to me. He's still out there. Terrell Edmonds is also still out there. Derek wrote a dope article on allsteelers.com about other options that are there. I believe one of them got signed already, but the rest of them are all there. The Steelers need a safety. They still need a wide receiver. They probably still need a running back.
Yeah.
Where do you expect them to go from here? What do you expect their numbers to look like?
So they've already done a pretty decent job of addressing positions like the offensive line, inside linebacker, even corner. I feel like they did a decent job bringing back Witherspoon and then Wallace as well. The question marks I still had for positions going into the offseason was wide receiver, safety. And then you kind of get into like the depth pieces where, you know, they don't immediately need to get somebody, but it'd probably be smart. Somewhere along the defensive line, I'd like to see them go sign another player. Running back for sure, like he had already alluded to. I'd love to see them go grab a veteran guy. And then outside linebacker depth, I feel like another like strong piece behind either Watt or Highsmith probably could pay dividends for them. And then Mark Caboli from The Athletic had reported that, according to the NFLPA, $16.5 million in cap space was what the Steelers were looking at. But that was without guys like Witherspoon or Adams, you know, accounting for that space. So after that, they're looking right around that $15 million mark. And then you have to save about $10 million for draft picks, you know, reserve, all the good stuff heading to the year. So realistically, they've got about like $5 million left for them to play with if they want to. I know you and I talked before the podcast. They really like not having that extra $5 million for them to go and get somebody through the rest of the season whenever. It's tough. I would like, honestly, man, Terrell Edmonds, if he were to come back on a cheap deal, I wouldn't mind that. Landon Collins is another guy I've seen.
Landon Collins. I've been waiting for you to bring up Landon Collins. I actually said that to somebody else the other day.
In his article?
Yeah, but it was very, it was like a bottom of the list type situation. Landon Collins is the, like, if we're going to argue about Tyrann Mathieu being like, oh, past the point where in 3 years he'll win a Super Bowl, that Landon Collins is like 40 years old and people are still bringing him up. Like, he's not the option for the, I'd rather go get Terrell Edmonds and figure out if Terrell Edmonds could be anything in the next 2 years instead of signing a guy like Landon Collins that does nothing for your team.
Two names that really jumped out to me really quickly going over Derek's article. Nick Cross and Jabril Peppers, I think, would be two very solid safeties that you could probably snag for a lot cheaper than what they think their market value might be. And honestly, the Steelers might be playing a waiting game at this point. You know, I don't think they're, you know, wanting to really consider paying top dollar for any of these guys. They might be trying to squeeze the market a little bit more just to see if they can get a better discount on some of these guys. But I think they know, and I feel like the safety market the last few years has always kind of been like this, to where it's still saturated to the point to where, like, you can still find a really valuable guy to contribute deep into the offseason. So I don't think the Steelers are running for the hills that, you know, Terrell Edmonds hasn't been signed or Tyrann Mathieu hasn't been signed at all.
No way. What do you think Pepper's price tag is? Coming off an ACL injury, obviously. Cheap. Could be a starter. Probably still has starter potential. Do you think he's an option for cheap? I mean, do you think he's even hitting that $5 million dollar mark? Like, would the Steelers even have to add anything else?
I mean, he would probably have to hit right around there. Coming off the ACL injury is definitely not phenomenal, especially for a guy who's going to be turning 27 whenever the season hits.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure. The last deal he signed, according to SpotTrack, was a four-year, $10 million deal. And I don't think he gets another 4-year deal. He's probably looking in the range of like 2 or 3, or maybe even a 1, depending on.
I think a 1-year deal. One year, $2 million. Income, send him to strong safety.
If you can get him for $2 million, yeah, sign me up every day.
Why not? You could use an early or at least like a first 3-round draft pick on a safety that you expect to be an absolute stud. Extend Minka. You already have Trey Norwood, and I mean, people aren't too fond on Trey Norwood. I think he's got a ton of potential. The Steelers love Trey Norwood. I think he is the next Cam Sutton, super valuable piece to any defense. You have him. Jabril Peppers either works out or he doesn't work out. New guy, as in the rookie, Minka Fitzpatrick. I mean, that's good for now, and that's good for the next 3 to 5 years. So I think that's the best case of action. I've turned the corner on Jabril Peppers. I wasn't too fond of him in the beginning. I feel real good about it now. Let me ask this, though. Is there some sense of angst or worry about re-signing Terrell Edmonds? Because a lot of times when you get the guy that you're like, okay, that's the fallback plan, but also possibly the number one plan at the same time, and then you re-sign him, and then he stinks, and you're stuck with him. Do you get that worry with Terrell?
No. That's going to sound really weird coming from me. That is weird. Apparently, Terrell Edmonds hater number one across this fan base.
Yeah, so Donnie sent me the screenshots, by the way. I forgot to post them on Twitter. So we're going to drop them in here. At some point, we will show you please, Terrell Edmonds harassment.
I'll talk for a minute if you want to bring them up. The reason why I'm not worried about Terrell Edmonds is he showed steady improvement from the first year he got with the Steelers to where he was now before the Steelers decided to pull the cord on his 5th-year option. He already has, like, words of, not like encouragement, but like people vouched for him. Minka Fitzpatrick, number one. Minka was like, yo, I would love for the Steelers to bring Terrell Edmonds back. Loved playing with him. Loved what he did. And we talked about on this podcast for many times, should Terrell Edmonds play near the line of scrimmage and not have to do what Minka did and drop into coverage a few times a week? He's a great guy. He's very, very good at bringing down, you know, run carries. He's basically a linebacker is what he is. He's what people thought Shaq Thompson was going to be whenever Shaq Thompson originally entered the league. Now, that $10 million price tag on his 5th-year option was the big no-no. So I absolutely agree with the Steelers not wanting to bring him back on that current deal. But I do think it should say something that Terrell Edmonds hasn't quite found the team yet. I don't think the interest is there financially to where Edmonds and other teams want to meet in the middle with him. And I think it's entirely possible that the Steelers were, you know, thinking about bringing him back on a very, very smart financial basis. And like, you have to think, too. Like, he's already familiar with the locker room. You know, just like Herb said, I mean, you already know what Terrell Edmonds can do with this defense. And, you know, sometimes the safety net is a lot better than swinging and missing on a guy in free agency.
Sorry, I'm muted. My bad. I was trying to show you guys Donnie's smack talk of Terrell Edmonds. So I do believe that Terrell Edmonds is a safety option. And I agree with you there that if you could get him for the right price, he is a guy that, hey, you know that he can make some plays. He might have potential. I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers had a guy in Bud Dupree that until that last season, they didn't realize they had a guy. If he didn't get hurt, I think it's a whole other story. And I think Terrell Edmonds is an even better option than that because he is as reliable about playing as anybody on the team. He hasn't missed a game in 4 years. I think that being said, what is the numbers, though? Like, if you're Terrell Edmonds, you want a 4-year deal. If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you want Terrell Edmonds to come back on a 1 to 2 year deal.
Yeah.
Where do you find
cheap? For very cheap, and we have to remember, like, the Steelers team is the same team that didn't pay Mike Hilton, who I think is very much more deserving of getting a nice payday as opposed to a guy like Terrell Edmonds.
Oh, yeah. So, I think I got him. There you go. For those of you who cannot read, this is very tiny. All right. To people telling me the Steelers won't do X, Y, or Z in the upcoming draft, they drafted Terrell Edmonds in the 1st round. Don't tell me you know what you're doing. if Terrell Edmonds had any sort. Oh, I think I lost you.
I had to beat myself from laughing. Why did that happen? All right. Yeah, Terrell Edmonds, definitely a safe option for the Steelers. Whether or not they want to explore any other options, definitely up to them. They do like to have $5 million in cap space. What's up?
I don't know what just happened. I was reading them. What happened. And then they just went away. Did everybody get to read the good great comments? We didn't get any?
No.
Did they even pop up on the screen?
The screenshot popped up, but you read it.
All right, here we go.
First tweet, and that was it.
Oh, God. All right, cool. Number two. Sorry about that, guys. If Terrell Edmonds had any sort of ball skills, he's high-stepping his way for six. Don't know what that was about, but I'm guessing he missed the pass. Terrell Edmonds couldn't track a ball on GPS, man. That should be your next Instagram post. And last but not least, Terrell Edmonds is always a half second late on the balls. Always. Those aren't as terrible as I expected them to be. I will.
Bro, that's like... That's tippity iceberg stuff, bro. Like, whenever I saw that Terrell Edmonds blocked me, I searched my Twitter name for, like, Terrell Edmonds, and it was bad. I never tweeted at him. I never said anything, like, bad or, like, personal about him, just about his, like, play on the football field, and there's a lot more bad than good.
It's all right, because honestly, we've all talked a little smack on players. I hold it for here. I hold all my smack talk on players to hear because I know they're not watching.
Doesn't pay me not to bite my tongue or to call it how I see it.
Hey, I want you to call it how you see it. We all want you to call it as you see it because that's why you're here. All right, Terrell Edmonds, safety option, blah, 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 blah. Let's get to some questions here. Jordan Davis falls to 20. The next, Casey Hampton. Okay, so I've been very high on Jordan Davis. I still will find out who told me to be very high on Jordan Davis. That being said, I'm starting to accept the realization that there is some hype around him. That also being said, hype comes and goes. It doesn't come and go with quarterbacks. It does come and go with defenses or with defenders. And it especially comes and goes with defensive linemen all the time. I think Jordan Davis hype right now is very good because in a month it might not be super high. And at that point, the Pittsburgh Steelers could have an opportunity. So this is my question. If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers and you're in Jordan Davis's camp and you understand or have a firm belief that he will fall to you at 20, are you still thinking about moving up to go and get Malik Willis?
No. No. If Jordan Davis is available for me at 20, and I know for a fact that Jordan Davis is going to be there for 20, I'm sitting around, I'm planning the announcements on like social media. Think of all the cool memes the social media team can come up with during that time. And then whenever you're on pick number 20, Jordan Davis is still on the board. I am moonwalking to the podium there in Las Vegas, Nevada, to announce to the world that the Steelers improved their front seven overnight. Got one of the most athletic defensive tackles we have ever seen come through the NFL draft.
Ever.
A game wrecker. A dominant. Game wrecker.
Dominator.
A dominator, bro. I'm moonwalking up there. I mean, that's not a sexy pick. It's not going to sell a whole lot of jerseys. It's not going to put people in their seats at Heinz Field, but it's going to win football games. Win you football games.
I think that changes a little bit these days. I think that some, like, stud defensive linemen they're household names. Like, people know them. If guys like Pat Freiermuth can make a name for himself, I mean, Cam Hayward is probably the most known name in Pittsburgh of any. If you ask a non-Steelers fan to name one Steeler, after you told them Ben Roethlisberger retired, their second option would probably be Cam Hayward.
I'd say TJ.
Or TJ Watt, depending on who you ask. My girlfriend would not have any idea who TJ Watt is. She'd know who Cam Hayward was. Those guys do become a little sexy. And I think Jordan Davis is a guy that doesn't. I mean, the Steelers have had those guys. Remember when Ziggy Hood was drafted? I remember watching that draft and just going like, I don't know who that is, but that just sounds terrible. Comment of the year.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Baker Mayfield, for jumping in here. We just got done talking about how you are possibly headed to the Pittsburgh Steelers, but Likely not. I would say likely not. All right. Before we get out of here, we've had a week, like one, two episodes, I believe, since Deshaun Watson ended up in Cleveland. We actually didn't even get to talk about Deshaun Watson jumping into Cleveland. That was me and Derek.
We laughed at the Browns for not getting Deshaun Watson, and then probably 16 hours later, they made the move.
Yeah, you're very true. It was about 5 seconds before we jumped on here. It was good things to talk about. Deshaun Watson has come and settled. What are your thoughts on Deshaun Watson moving? Well, a wild week as well. The Pittsburgh Steelers made a lot of moves. Things have settled. I feel you feel better about Mitchell Trubisky as well.
I do. Now that I've gotten to sleep on Mitch a little bit, I do feel a little bit better about that move. I absolutely hate the Deshaun Watson move for the Steelers. I think it was a really good move by the Browns to go and snag him.
Also, you're not a the Browns is the Browns, who cares?
Nah, not because now they have a dude playing quarterback. They have a man who is clinically proven to throw a football anywhere and everywhere on the football field. Like if he did so well with the Texans, like just imagine him throwing to Amari Cooper. That is terrifying.
No, I get it. But the Browns
and he gets the luxury of handing the ball off to Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb behind a top five offensive line.
So none of you believes that the Browns is the Browns.
No, not at all. Like the Browns used to be the Browns. But I mean the
Browns used to be the Browns. I get that. But the Browns is the Browns is still very relevant at the same time. Well, look at what they've done
with the Steelers, by the way. So
yeah, okay, but they still is the Browns. I mean, you have to think Deshaun Watson move, I get it. Before that, you're the one who told me the Cleveland Browns straight up said we want an adult at quarterback. Then they went and got the guy with 22 sexual misconduct civil suits
By the way, he still might get suspended this year just because he cleared criminal charges.
I hope he gets suspended next year. If we're going to be totally honest, and maybe this is a little too political or whatever, I hope that he gets suspended. I hope that they take one whole year to investigate it, and then he gets suspended because the $1 million base salary – in 2023 or 2022 just to help him out is ridiculous. This is not a man that I believe we should be helping out. Like, I get it. Let the legal system do what it does. But if you're the NFL and you're just going to let that slide, that doesn't feel real good to me. I still believe that at some point, though, the Browns just tend to not enjoy success. Look, they've been in these situations before. The Browns
have not seen a quarterback like Deshaun Watson ever come through there, ever. But pre or post move to Baltimore?
I don't know. I just think that at some point Deshaun Watson's somehow they're going to screw it up. Whether they get rid of the defense or Deshaun gets mad, I just think that at some point they screw it up. That's my only worry. I hope so as well. All right, yeah. A lot of questions about Oh, do you have more comments on that? Okay, a lot of questions on a wide receiver and cornerback. Here's some options here. Vet wide receiver market dried up, and I don't feel real great about just Deontay Chase and rookies. Options, Cody White, thank you. Are Emmanuel Sanders and AJ Green washed? I think Emmanuel Sanders is an option.
Sure. I can speak to AJ Green because I saw him up close and personal here in Arizona covering the Cardinals.
Very true.
I would not sign him. Like he had the perfect opportunity last year to prove that he still had a little bit of gas left in the tank, and he did not impress at all, especially after DeAndre Hopkins went down. He was looked to as the wide receiver one of that group. I mean, there were a lot of things working in his favor, and AJ Green still couldn't do anything with his opportunity.
Dang, that's actually upsetting. AJ Green was a stud for so long. Like, he's our generation's probably third greatest wide receiver that we got to watch. Because unless you count Randy Moss in our generation, which I believe he's the generation before us, end of him.
Let's put like Calvin, Antonio, Julio over him.
Guys
like
you'd that. Put Antonio Brown over AJ Green? That's a good argument. I would give that argument. I would say it's tighter than – I would believe that it's tighter. I like Antonio Brown. I think Antonio Brown's one of the greatest of all time. But I think AJ Green's one of the greatest of all time, too. I do. I do.
Cheers.
Thank you, Herbs. But that's a whole other debate. AJ Green doesn't sign. What are some options for the Steelers at wide receiver?
Off the top of my head, I can't give you any free agent options. What I can tell you, though, is the Steelers need to ink Deontay Johnson much sooner rather than later before this wide receiver market explodes. We were already talking about Mike Williams getting $20 million a year, and just week by week, the Steelers have watched other receivers get paid a little bit more than that annually. I mean, like, sign Deontay right now if you want to extend him, and then in 2 years, whenever the market is just wild for receivers, look back and, you know, thank the heavens that you got to sign him on only a deal that allowed him to get 20 or 21 million a year.
True. Very, very true. Especially with guys like, I mean, Davante Adams didn't just reset the market. Like, he took the top off. Let me ask you some names here. Julio Jones is a no. We're going to just assume that's a no, right? Okay. Jarvis Landry, 29 years old.
I mean, I'd put him right there with guys like AJ Green. Like,
no, yeah, what?
Good. Yeah, dude. Like,
I think Jarvis Landry is definitely still has plenty of play left in him, especially in the slot. He got hurt a couple of times, but I think he's still got good play.
He got hurt a lot of times.
He did get hurt a lot of times. Maybe his body's deteriorating. You could be right on that one. All right. Will Fuller. Oh, he went to Miami.
Yep.
Or he went to somewhere.
Cleveland.
Did he really?
He said he wanted to play where Deshaun Watson went.
Ah, that is very true. That is very true. This is a guy we talked about before, Cole Beasley, 32 years old.
Hot sauce. No.
Cool. Good old hot sauce.
Like, he's like, he'll make plays for you, but I'm just not like sold on him being a very productive being a productive receiver for the Steelers.
All right. I like that one. Sammy Watkins is a name that's still on here, I believe.
Sammy Watkins is like the fast food restaurant you think sounds good, and then you go to that fast food restaurant and you're like, bro, this is not what I thought it was going to be. That is Sammy Watkins. And like, much okay. respect to that dude, because that dude has carved out an NFL career. He was phenomenal in college, and he was phenomenal his first couple years in the league. And also, no, we didn't say Cole Beasley was too old. Just saying I don't like the fit for him in Pittsburgh.
All right. And then what about a name like Deontay Spencer? Used to be a Steeler.
That's a former Steeler. Didn't the Broncos tender him or no?
No, they did not tender him. They let him walk. Had a decent punt kick return game in Denver for a couple of years. I mean, I get that they still got Gunner, but like, he offers two options here.
So, Will Fuller is still a free agent, by the way. Marquez Valdes-Scantling from the Packers is also another name to watch.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What about draft? What about the draft? First two rounds.
I'd be super cool with Jahan Dotson, which is somebody that was already brought up in the comments. Me being a Penn State dude, obviously, I watch him every week in Canada. Like, Dotson, like, consistently found himself open and was able to make tough catches whenever called upon. I think he'd be a really good compliment to Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, I agree.
I think more than anything, though, the Steelers might be looking for a guy who can really play in the slot, because like, you're not going to throw Claypool in there, and obviously like you want to keep Deontay. Like, you'll put him in the slot like at some times, but like, he'll definitely be able to win a lot of those like outside matchups 1-on-1. But like, mm-hmm. you really are going to need a very good presence in the slot, especially after losing Juju too.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's a good option. I think even guys that could bounce to the outside, maybe switch, keep a large body to the outside and let Chase Claypool kind of move inside. George Pickens is a hot name right now. Justin Ross, I'm not a super big fan of Justin Ross, to be honest with you.
Numbers?
Yeah, not.
They were awful.
Not good. Not good. Speaking of pro days, Damari Mathis had a wild pro day, and I think that the Pittsburgh Steelers could be into a guy like that. But Pickens is a guy. Mm-hmm. Derek said Wilson out of Ohio State, Garrett Wilson out of Ohio State. Maybe. I think if he does slide, I think Jameson Williams out of Alabama could have the potential to be there at 20. I would not rule it out that they picked a wide receiver in the first round. I just wouldn't at this point. That being said, I still think Malik Willis is the move. And we'll talk about that more on Thursday when the Pittsburgh Steelers have a couple more pro days, quarterback week pro days under their belt. Thank you, everybody, for jumping on to another episode of All Steelers Talk. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/AllSteelersTalk. Use our promo code at manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping. Like this video below. Be a friend. Tell a friend. We'll see you Thursday. Cheers.